time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
The police!
When Ham the Astro Shrimp said, no more space flights! Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's the poster child for no cloning. Paul LaVoy!
Furniture for your house, maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman. And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It's Wednesday, February 28th. I'm sorry, it's Thursday, February 29th, 2024. Jeez, I've been having problems with this whole leap day thing all week. I don't write down the date or the show. I don't even know what show I'm in. I think it's Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. And then, wow. Oh, boy. Anyway, there was a couple adjustments I needed to make on the board. And I went to bring my mic up, and I'm like, hey, where's my mic? So, anyway, there you go.
Found it?
Yeah, operator error. What are you going to do? Can you hear yourself?
I can't hear myself talking.
You could probably turn your volume up because you have the power.
No, that just turns up.
Me.
It turns up you.
Can you hear yourself now?
Yeah, I guess so.
Barely?
Yeah, I can.
All right, let's see what I can do.
I can hear myself think now. I'm good.
Let's see what I can do about that. How's that?
We're good. We're good.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
I guess I know what I'm saying. I don't need to hear it.
Well, you kind of do. So, anyway, pretty good musical guest that we've chosen for the hour. And, from Brian's experience, I gotta pick your brain on this one.
Yeah.
Cause I saw them on the stadium tour and they were amazing.
Me too.
In Vegas. So anyway, welcome to Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. And, that's all I'm gonna do today since, this little comedy of errors started out so smoothly.
So smoothly.
With you finding your volume and with me actually, learning how to route a microphone through the board. So
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
What's happening in the market?
Currently kind of flat today, but overall me, oh my, you know, just been, more surging, more big numbers. I mean, the Dow is just below 39,000, currently at 38,916. The S&P at 5,084, up about a quarter point. The NASDAQ up about a little bit over a half a point. And, you know, just lots and lots of forward momentum in the stock markets continuing from last year, but predominantly concentrated in growth stocks. So in other words, kind of the old blue chip, value, lots of dividend stocks, really not doing much this year to date. But yet the S&P 500 is up, the NASDAQ way up, and that is because they are comprised of some of the stocks that go under the growth category and also focused in the tech category and also focused in the artificial intelligence kind of bandwagon. Just everybody's on board. Suddenly, you know, it's phenomenal. So every part of the market, you know, is kind of getting mixed returns this year. So what, in other words, if you're concentrated in tech and growth, well, you've just continued your 6, your 8, your 10% year to date in a diversified mutual fund. But if you're in some specific stocks, good Lord, you're crushing it in 2024. And again, if you're just in kind of the more blue chip, solid value type stocks, it's just not quite as, exciting. And that is predominantly due to just a handful of companies, as I was mentioning. So very, very interesting, actually, in terms of why and what's happening. But what is true is that the economy does remain fairly just strong and resilient. And we've seen wages increase recently as interest rates have gone up. Yet, year over year, inflation continues to show a great trend, to the point to where the Federal Reserve is now fairly comfortable with starting to lower interest rates. And conjecture now is that we will see an interest rate drop come June. That I'm taking from Kiplinger's as well as other sources. They were thinking maybe March, but things hadn't really gotten to a point where the Federal Reserve was 100% confident that inflation had the battle had been won, and that the economy was also going to remain where they thought it needed to be. And so we are basically going to start seeing that, and depending upon what happens, we may see another cut or two before the end of the year. Many expectations are that interest rates on a 30-year mortgage will be dropping from the 7.5%-ish that we see right now by about 2 percentage points, closer to 5.7% or so. And that is significant. That is a significant move relative to what that means on monthly payments for people. If those things are true, if those things happen, then of course, hand in hand with that is that we may see the real estate markets start coming back alive once again as the pent-up desire to sell resumes when people, it's not as big a bite to sell a house, you know, maybe with a 3.5% mortgage to a 5 or 5.5% mortgage if somebody's looking for a change, as opposed to a huge jump to 7.5, which is a non-starter for many, many people. So those homes we expect to be on the market. It'll be interesting though to see if housing prices, come down, because it'll cut both ways. One, there'll be more supply, which typically drives down prices, but also the demand that's been pent up may also be there as well. So that remains to be seen, will be a curious experiment. What is interesting is home builders are getting worried about some of that inventory that they had already had on the books before things came to a really, really big slowdown. And as a result of that, there's actually a decent amount of builder financing out there. That we're finding. My wife is a realtor, and she has a client who was looking to buy a place down in the Phoenix area and looking to sell here in Havasu. And one of the things that tempted them was, I think, that the builder was willing to finance at about 5.5%,
wow,
as opposed to a bank at 7.5%,
right,
or a mortgage,
right,
company,
right,
at 7.5%. So it was interesting to hear that in order to move inventory, they were willing to cash flow some of those loans in the meantime for fear of, basically going into debt and running out of capital.
Well, you being a landlord might find this really interesting. There's a company called RealPage, and they do rental listings in Phoenix and Tucson.
Okay.
Well, Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays announced a massive lawsuit against RealPage and 9 corporate-owned landlord operators. May says that RealPage is colluding with those landlords in Phoenix and Tucson to kill competition, fix prices, and raise rents. It's actually really interesting, Brian. Tenants of all incomes and demographics in all sorts of neighborhoods have been cheated through the scheme. That's what Mays says. And says that the nine landlords that were named in the lawsuit are just the tip of the iceberg. And I have their names right here. It's Apartment Management Consultants, LLC, Avenues Residential, LLC, BH Management Services, LLC, Camden Property Trust, Crow Holdings, LP. That's a familiar name in the Phoenix area. Trammell Crow Residential. That's the same company. Gray Star Management Services, HSL Properties, Inc., RPM Living, and Wiedner Property Management. So I don't know if that would bleed over into the sales market, but it seems like a falsely inflated rental market might have an impact on home sales and the prices as well. What do you think?
Yeah, for sure. In other words, I just had this discussion yesterday again with a friend, actually, and we were talking about interest rates and you know, he actually, so he stayed at a hotel in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'll bring it full circle here. And we were talking about how, you know, the rate was pretty reasonable, but then when you added the, you know, resort fee and the this and the that, it's like it just about doubled what your base rate was. And he said, well, yeah, that's because, of course, they have how many employees that work there and all of their wages went way up. And I said, yeah, you know, definitely there's some of that, but don't forget there's a lot of, not all of that exists because of increased wages. Some of that exists because the market is accepting higher prices for certain things and people are willing to pay it. And so as long as you can continue to charge at a certain rate, whatever it is, hotel rooms or widgets or whatever it is, they're going to do it. And so rent is no different. And so as long as there is a willingness for people to pay a certain amount or an ability to pay that amount through the higher wages that increased over the last year, year and a half,
right,
that's going to happen. But eventually, though, if wages don't keep up with cost of living or if there's enough supply or if enough people – and this is something that would be wonderful. If home prices became more affordable and interest rates came down and a big part of the population which hasn't been able to afford to buy a home is able to buy a home, then there's less demand on the rentals, then rental rates will go down for people who can't afford to buy a home. And so it's very much interconnected. I would hate to think that there's collusion amongst these entities. We know
right.
that it happens.
Right.
It's kind of hard to do, though, because it's everybody's competitive, right? So
yeah.
you want to get a bigger chunk of the business. And so I would be that would be terrible to hear that if they were actually colluding like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know RealPage is an online source for people they go to and they look and they go, okay, that's what the rent is. And then, but all of these properties are intertwined in there, and because RealPage is setting the price on some of them, and it was just that they were all lining up. It was just too obvious,
yeah.
I guess, especially in Phoenix.
Yeah.
When rents go from $1,300 to $2,400, for example.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phoenix is really bad. You think Havasu is bad, but, yeah, Phoenix has seen
a huge
jump.
But, again, it's what the market, you know, it's what the market commands. And so are there the jobs in Phoenix to support those higher rates? And if not, then people move.
Right.
And when you're talking about a market that big, you know, what is the Phoenix metro area up to now?
Six and a half, seven million?
Yeah. It's
got
to be.
Yeah.
You know, if you can have hundreds of thousands of people moving out, you know, as a result of that, and if they're going to Texas or wherever they're going, then of course you'll see the rates go up in Texas
yeah.
as that more demand right. comes in, and round you kind of go. But you know, it's very much all interrelated.
Sure.
So it remains the bugaboo. Housing remains the bugaboo in this country. Food, second to that, the cost of food. And so there's some new norms with that. But it is what the market will bear. Do not forget that.
As
like, you know, basically to my buddy, I'm like, well, if you hate the fact that the price has doubled, then don't go. Don't stay. Stay elsewhere. Don't try. You know, and that's how these things are supposed to work.
I go to Vegas a lot. I have to find other arrangements. I just look at the on some weekends, if it's an NFL weekend and the Raiders are at home,
yeah,
prices are affected.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what, seven, eight, 9 weeks a year?
Yeah.
So, yeah, during the fall months, when you really want to go for the holidays, for example. Oh, the Raiders are in town, can't stay in a hotel this week.
Right.
So, yeah, because you're paying a lot more.
But I was there, so our musical guest today, like we have somebody. Well, I'm going to get there in a sec.
Ah.
But our musical selection, musical guests, like they're here in the studio. Yeah, you two, live, right here on Sound Dude, Advice on Speak Out.
If Bono was
so
here.
I had the good fortune of going to see the show, the U2 at the Sphere.
Whew.
And I was at a couple of different hotels, you know, for dinner, this or that. I mean, Vegas is packed, man. It is like just packed.
Yeah.
There's no football game. There's no baseball game.
Right.
There was no basketball game. It's like whatever conventions and whatever people are traveling, and it is nuts. Like just walking through the casino floor of two or three different hotels, it's like elbow to elbow, man.
Yeah.
And so those are the things I talk about when it comes to the economy and it comes to people spending discretionary dollars and driving and then paying for, you know, the thousands of casino workers there, and their wages are up, and then why the room rates, you know, they can do what they do and get what they get for those hotel rooms. You know, that's going to be the case until we all say, you know what? No, not going to do it.
Exactly.
And then, you know, you'll see that trend reverse. And unfortunately, that trend will be reversing, because more than likely it'll mean that there's something seriously going down in the broader economy.
I think this started it all, if I remember right.
What's that?
Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Like when they blew up?
Yeah, during the War album.
Yeah, this is
This
is their third album. The first album was Boy.
Boy, right.
And then October,
right.
Then this.
Right.
And so, but yeah, I mean, it's not like, you know, U2, you know, they're 62, 65, whatever, so it's not like they're, you know, running around stage.
Right.
But man, still, just what a great band, what a great show. And maybe I'll tell you a little bit more if you're interested about that venue
how
and that technology.
Sound, how was the sound in there with that
mind
that round
blowingly?
Yeah.
Well, they spent $2.5 billion building the thing.
No, I understand.
The audio visual system, pretty good.
pretty good.
Yeah.
Is that a Larry Davidism right there?
It is.
All right.
Yeah. R.I.P. Richard Lewis.
Yeah. No doubt, man.
Yeah,
as Larry calls him, Lewis.
Lewis. Yeah.
Right. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. It's Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. Featured artist of the day is U2, of course. And give us a call if you have a question for Brian. 928-854-KNTR. 928-854-5687. Back with more in a moment. The views expressed on Speak Out are not necessarily the opinion of KNTR Talk 106.3, 5, and 7 FM, and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities that would be mentioned that you're in. Investing is subject to risk involving loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit or protect against loss. Please note that individual situations may vary, therefore the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities or marketing names, products, or services referenced in SEER are independent of Osaic Wealth. About my sticks.
Yeah, get you one.
That song is so fun to play.
Don't you have a little drum pad?
I have a drum pad.
Yeah.
Just not at work.
Why don't you bring one?
I should.
You should.
I should.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I won't get any work done.
Get your juices flowing.
They already think I don't work here.
Yeah.
So, any Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Meow. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. By Patio Paradise. By Just Meats. All the cuts, all the time. A locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City. By Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. 1 year older than the London Bridge. The little interlude going on here. This is cool. Pretty advanced for a 19-year-old, right?
19.
Bono was 19. That's insane.
This album.
Ask about Salmon's Superior Maintenance Plan. It sounds so much more mature, you know? I mean, Def Leppard were 16, 17 when... Joe Elliott was when they first started, but that's totally ethereal compared to that.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Also, and our newest sponsor, Blondie Steakhouse, 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Steaks are just the beginning. They also feature the Prius. That's an all-veggie sandwich. And don't forget, we stream live and our show archives are at KNTRTalk.com. I think ethereal might be the wrong word. I would say probably... incendiary. How's that?
Incendiary.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember Almost Famous.
Yeah, you got it. You picked up my reference.
How's that?
I love that movie. I'm only the lead singer.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
Leaving Behind on the Bus.
It's a true story, too, about Cameron Crowe when he went on the road with Foghat.
How cool is that?
I believe it was Foghat. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like 15.
Slow ride.
And then he directs the movie. So there you have it.
So Arizona... is one of the more exciting places. It's on tap for 1.5% employment growth. And I know that's not a huge number, but it is better than ebbing or watching, you know, employment go away. So interesting. Despite what we were just talking about, housing and the potential for people moving away, there's enough employment growth that's going to happen. And the reason is that most of the employment growth is high-paying jobs, of course, in the semiconductor and tech sector. I mean, Phoenix is becoming one of the huge national major hubs for semiconductor production. TSMC has an enormous plant under construction, I think north of Phoenix, and then a second one that's going to open like 2028. And so these are... You know, you're talking many, many, many thousands of jobs that are all paying high wages. And then, of course, with jobs comes support jobs, comes the jobs for services that are going to be required to help support those kinds of jobs. Utah, not too far behind, and Utah just remains a juggernaut of economic growth. Jobless rate in Utah, you think 3.7% nationally is low, which, by the way, it is. Utah, 2.8% unemployment, meaning that there are tons of jobs available in Utah if it's really that slow. And so you look at the Salt Lake City and the Provo area, they're hiring tons and tons from that. And so it'll be interesting to see how that continues. But, you know, I actually have a second home there, and one of the reasons I bought there was because they are just a pretty darn well-run state financially and pretty strong. And that serves as a good base if you're going to own property, right? You want to kind of think that through, like, how are they run? And are they a little bit more on the conservative side fiscally? They certainly are. And so that certainly has not changed at all. Here's, though, kind of some mind-blowing news, and I think extremely interesting, and that is this. Apple has stopped working on their electric vehicle project. I don't know if you read that headline.
I did.
And so very, very interesting that a company of that magnitude is essentially saying, nah, not what we think the future for at least our company holds. And so we've seen a shift a little bit away from that in terms of capabilities, because, you know, whatever reason, maybe the national network of charging stations isn't sufficient to support it. The cost savings isn't there as much as they were thinking it was, whatever the reason, but there's definitely been a slowing as opposed to an acceleration, pun intended, towards electric vehicle growth. But the fact that Apple has said that that's an area that they don't wish to put their resources toward, I can't help but wonder if that is them predicting that the future is not electric vehicles, that maybe it's hydrogen, maybe it's more capable hybrid engines, something of that magnitude, the fact that they've kind of turned away from that. So that'll be definitely interesting to see if more and more companies move away from that trend as opposed to toward that trend. Right now, one of the things that all of a sudden I'm doing a whole lot of, and in fact nationally this is a huge trend, is interesting. So this year it's difficult to maybe get new cash into the stock market if you're going to be looking for income or access to that money in any short period, because of course you'd be purchasing at a relative high. And that's where the risk is. There is some argument, as I've said before on the show, that maybe a broad-based portfolio of bonds could make some sense for some people, because if interest rates are going to go down, then the price of most bonds will correspondingly go up. But in the meantime, if people don't want risk, if they are looking more for some guarantees, then there is some attraction to investment products called fixed annuities right now, which are similar to CDs in that they pay a stated guaranteed interest rate. They also do have penalties over the period of time that you are selecting. But for many people who have liquidity elsewhere or not a lot of debt or whatever, suddenly they're thinking, how much can I get? So I'm independent. I shop around a bunch of different companies. But what I can tell you is this. On a three-year commitment, you can get somewhere between 5.8 and 6% guaranteed each year for 3 years in a row. And by the way, that growth is tax deferred. So unlike making interest in a CD or in a savings or a money market account, where the interest is taxable to you each year, even if you don't touch it, in an annuity product, the growth is not taxable until you pull it out, until you touch it. So, which allows your money to actually grow more, right? In other words, you're not giving back a percentage to Uncle Sam each year when you don't get a taxable 1099. And because that interest rate is so attractive, it's getting some attention. And what is also interesting is, like CDs, the longer the term, the lower the rate, meaning that a five-year fixed annuity is actually paying less than a three-year. And the reason is that expectations are that interest rates are going to go down. And so companies, banks, anybody who's paying an interest is saying, listen, we're going to commit to only so long at a certain rate before we're going to have to lower what we're willing to pay, because we don't want to get caught holding the bag when interest rates are down and we're still paying well above prevailing interest rates at that time. We don't want to overcommit in that direction. But they're not that much less, is what I'm finding. And so in many cases, I'm like, listen, if you don't need the money for 5 years instead of three, even though it's paying, you know, 0.15% less or whatever for five instead of 3 years, do it. Because inevitably what will happen is 3 years from now, when your investment comes due, it matures, you're not going to have a 5.75. You're probably not going to have anywhere near that. And so you're going to say, oh, gosh, I want to renew. But instead of getting offered 5.75 or 5.9 or 5.6, maybe you're offered 5. Maybe you're offered 4.75. Maybe you're offered 4 I don't know. But the odds are greatly in favor of it being considerably less. And so when you're looking at a CD or you're looking at some kind of an interest-bearing product like a fixed annuity, you want to kind of think those things through. But the most important thing is whenever you do something that has, you know, strings attached, penalties, you have to make sure you have enough emergency reserves and liquidity to where you won't need that block of money and therefore incur a penalty to yourself to take it out. I always tell people, well, yeah, you can get your money. If they say, well, you mean I can't touch it for 3 years? I'm like, well, yeah, you can touch it, but you're also going to get dinged if you do. So don't do this if you don't have assets elsewhere for, like I was saying, emergency purposes or short-term needs to kind of get you through those times. And in many cases, it's a wonderful planning tool, not only for that kind of growth, but people also are looking for, I just like some guaranteed growth, and this is money for my long-term care or assisted living, or I'm just going to pass on to the kids, and I just want it guaranteed. This can be a pretty decent fit, too, because it is beneficiary-driven, meaning there is no probate. It just goes automatically to your heirs, so your spouse or your children or your grandchildren or whomever, without having to deal with the will, without having to deal with the trust, unless for some reason you name the trust as the beneficiary. So just food for thought. It's not for everybody, but man, it is a consideration right now because interest rates are pretty decent. The stock market risk for shorter term investors is a little bit high, and it's at least an option I think that many people should probably entertain. So we're going to go to our next break of the hour and listen to what you two tune. New Year's Day.
One of the best.
Polly's got queued up for us here.
Wait till you hear what's coming out of the break.
I have
to search for it, though. I couldn't believe it wasn't on the list. It's my favorite U2 song. Now. Okay. I've seen them 3 times, I think. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So first time I saw them was in like 85, something like that.
Same here.
I'm trying to remember if it was $5
or Thomas and Mac?
$15. No, it was at ASU Sun Devil Stadium.
Oh, they were like $15.
It was like that.
Yeah.
I can tell you that at the Sphere, it was not $15.
I can imagine. Put at least 1-0 on it, right?
Oh, man.
Would you count the cost of the weekend?
Oh, good Lord.
Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. It's Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. Featured artist of the day, U2. Got a little change in the schedule for tomorrow. No Sam Scarmato on the show, but we'll have Roger Galloway coming in. And we're going to talk about the Clear the Shelter event up in Kingman. They are full of animals, full of dogs specifically. And they need to adopt out some of those animals and very quickly because they're moving to the new shelter. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. Brian used the best term of all during the break. They're hooky.
Yeah.
This song, it's such a return to their roots, you know, only 30 years down the road. If you're really a big U2 fan, you know what I mean, Brian?
Yeah.
It's their roots. It's raw. It's powerful. It's just great rock music. I love this song.
Well, and yeah, it was funny though at the show. So they're so smart about it. So there's no opener, but they have a DJ.
Okay.
And he was like on this crazy lit up mobile vehicle going through the like where the standing room only floor was.
Really?
And every song was whatever huge, awesome, great semi alternative song from the 90s because the age demographic there is everybody's, you know, not everybody, but almost everybody there is between the ages of, you know, 50 and 65.
Sure.
And so it hit every highlight through that time when we were all in, you know, high school.
Yeah,
or,
right.
You know, after high school or whatever. So, yeah, so super
sounds cool.
Super well done. The video technology, the audio technology, I mean, it is an experience. And I think you can pay a fee to just go see like an IMAX experience type of thing there. I don't know how much it is, $50, $30, something. But kind of cool. If you want to go check that out, I can tell you that it's pretty impressive.
Right on. Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, Havasu-style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. Fantastic view of the London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair. Also, Springberg Wealth Management by Mojave Community College. Sun Power by Esme Electric. By SamsGuns.com. And by Doritos Place, providing Havasu with all natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006. And don't forget to shop local, because small business is kind of a big deal. And if you're going to use a certified financial planner, use a local one.
Mm-hmm.
Like Brian Springberg.
Just like him.
Springberg Wealth Management. Right.
Yeah.
And you'll get his cool email, too.
Yeah, 51 years this year. My father started the company.
Wow.
51 years ago.
That's crazy.
Didn't have
it. Did you have a big party in the 50th?
No.
No?
No. I'll do one in this summer.
Oh, cool.
51.
Yeah.
When we move into our new space.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just to coincide with your age or what? I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, won't catch up. I'm 4 years ahead.
Oh, okay. I wasn't asking.
Of that.
Yeah, all right.
It's cool. So,
did you need to get out early today, by the way? I forgot to ask you.
So, no, I'm good. Well,
right.
A little bit.
You're going to go the distance?
A little bit. So, I'll do my best.
Right on.
One of the things that isn't great news is consumers are relying more on credit to pay things. There's some recent data from the Federal Reserve. Aggregate household debt balances rose again in the fourth quarter of last year, 2023, growing at an annualized rate of 3.6% from the previous year, 2022. Credit card balances, being the worst, rose substantially in 2023 and went up 14.5%. The balances over 2022, which is debilitating, because the balances go up. As we know, interest rates have gone crazy, and so people are 25, 27, 29% annualized interest, which is criminal, which is absolutely insane, because there is no way a lot of people are going to be able to pay off their balances ever without an inheritance or some significant life event pushing them that in direction. It just won't happen. And when I'm counseling, clients, when they come in and they're like, hey, I've got so much in savings and investments, and I'm inquiring, well, do you owe anything on a vehicle? What do you owe on your mortgage? What do you have any credit card balances, going through, trying to prioritize what to do with money? Man, consumer debt, which is credit card debt, got to go. It is just devastating to people, because you'll never pay it off if you're just, if you just have a regular salary or regular income coming in and it's not going to change significantly, and you had some unforeseen circumstances, or, I don't know, maybe you're irresponsible and overspent. I don't know you, but whatever it was, to have a $10,000, $20,000 balance accruing at those numbers and you're just making the minimum payments, you are the credit card company's dream come true.
No kidding.
And so that's why, by the way, we do talk about having emergency reserves, especially when I'm talking to younger people, so that if they have to get their hands on $10,000 out of the blue, the move isn't to the credit card, it's to the savings account. And while it is a bad feeling seeing that money come out of your savings account, way better than the alternative of sticking it on the credit card and making a $10,000 expense cost you $12,000 or $13,000 or $14,000 or $15,000 over time because of interest. Make no mistake, it is debilitating. So that's not great news, because when you hear that about the economy, what that says is that either people aren't spending their money wisely, or people don't have a choice because their costs are so high, they're having to put things on their credit cards. I saw something interesting on TV. I don't know if you saw this, but there, I don't know if it was a state senator or a state rep that was proposing that Arizona has one full semester on teaching personal finance in high school.
Right, right.
And I'll be curious to see what kind of reception that receives, because it will be at the sacrifice of something else, right?
It was an educator that proposed that bill. I did see that too. It was a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, can they, do they need a full semester, or can they fold that, what the basics of what needs to be known inside of a civics class or a U.S. history class or something else to where, rather than a whole semester being given up from a math requirement or English requirement or science requirement or whatever, instead they just make that part more robust in terms of what the curriculum is for a specific class. Regardless, it needs to be more than it is now, because it is vital. Because what happens is, all it takes is one generation of parents to not know what they're doing with money,
yep,
and therefore not teach it to the next generation.
Screws up the whole family
and
tree.
And so on and yep, so forth. And so forth. And so it is vital that we recapture a generation or two in terms of education, so that it's not only maybe taught on some level in our schools, but actually taught in the home about how vital and important
I wouldn't is. Mind seeing that being a minimum requirement for graduation, some sort of financial knowledge.
Right.
Right.
You know, amen.
It's so practical in the real world. It you know, more so than a lot of topics.
It really would, and it would go a long way. I know I would be way more inclined to be, I guess, more strict when it came to some of the benefits that the government gives out in terms of, you know, I'll use a collective welfare description, and maybe that's not fair for everything, but just, you know, the government benefits.
Yeah, sure.
Because it is not easy to distinguish between who absolutely needs it, didn't do anything wrong, and through terrible circumstances in their life, you know, needs help. And we as a country should support our fellow countrymen and women to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then where that line gets drawn, and then there are those people who, quote, are lazy and take advantage of the system.
You're starting,
you know,
to sound like
that is.
You're starting to sound like the right a little bit, Brian.
No, I'm sounding reasonable.
It is common sense.
This is how most people look at it.
This is common
right?
sense.
But
it,
the difference between a lot of the right and the left is the perception of how many people comprise
right.
that demographic, right?
Right. Right.
And they're probably both wrong.
Like an all or none mentality.
it's probably all wrong.
It's an all or none mentality.
Somewhere in the middle, like many things. And so I'd be more inclined to be a little, I guess, less forgiving if I knew it's like, hey, you were taught
right.
how to manage money. And I know that for a fact. Now, maybe there's an argument that that responsibility should, that that's a bad argument, because honestly, yeah. That should be taught in the home.
Right.
I
agree.
It's not, you know, it's not my fault that your family tree didn't think it a good idea
right.
to be fiscally responsible and teach that to children and grandchildren.
Sure.
So
sure.
maybe there's not an argument there. I don't know. Just sounded it out.
You take it off?
Sound advice. So, yeah, if that's cool with you.
Yeah. Don't. Hey, it's all good, man. You know, what do they say? You do you, boo.
Thank you, my man. Hey, everybody, enjoy, I guess, the hopefully the last crazy cool down for the year.
Is it now?
Yeah, it
Ooh.
Is. Yeah, and we'll catch up with you soon here again on Sound Advice.
Don't tell me.
Out.
Don't tell me we're going to start turning the ACs on across Havasu here pretty
no,
soon.
No, no, it's going to be like 60 and cold this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know about 60. I saw 72. I don't know about 60.
Oh, okay.
But it's definitely going to be cold if you're planning on going to the races at Havasu 95 Speedway. Because that wind's going to be blowing by Saturday night.
It, yeah.
Yep. Back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Brian, how do people get a hold of you?
Okay, they can give me an email at bspringberg@osaicwealth.com or give us a shout at the office, 928-855-9421.
Perfect. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us for our final shot on Speak Out. right, welcome back to Speak Out. Coming up next, Speak Out 2.0, Carrie Larson, the new executive director for the Laughlin Chamber of Commerce, or present CEO, whichever, is going to be in the studio talking about the Connie Davis Cancer Walk. Also, Darren Anderson from Mojave Community College, the Bullhead City Campus. The new number, 234-343-1065. Give Larry a call, 234-343-1065. That's after news and a short break. Phoenix Suns return to action tonight, the first of two against the Houston Rockets. They'll play tonight, and then they'll play again on Saturday, both at home, both at 6:30. And then we've got some college basketball to boot, and you can go online to kntrsports.com, our sister station, 94.3, 100.5, 980 AM. KNTR Sports, welcome to the team. Again, that's at kntrsports.com. And we got March Madness coming up. We're going to have every single game in the pretty much every single. I don't know if we're going to have every single play-in game, but we're going to have all of the regular bracket games from March Madness. That'll be on KNTR Sports. Definitely going to want to check that out. And you can hear them on the stream this year as well. That'll be something new. All right, the Bluegrass on the Beach Festival going on now. The camping is going on now. The music starts tomorrow, goes through Sunday. And you can check that out at bluegrassonthebeach.com for the lineups, the bands, the ticket prices, and the times. And again, that's bluegrassonthebeach.com. That does it for me. Going to go out with Little Bono and U2 and, of course, The Edge. You have to give him props as well. I'll talk to you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.